This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Oregon State Legislature is underway. State Representative Virgil Osborne in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, I know the House, this part of the session anyway, you're just there basically Monday through Thursday at this point, right?
Yeah, most of our committee meetings are Monday through Thursday. So Fridays, they like to let us have a little time to go back into district and meet with our folks. And as the session progresses and floor sessions start happening more often, we'll be working on Fridays and Saturdays and sometimes Sundays too.
Now, does the Senate's not off on Fridays though, are they?
Yeah, they kind of keep a similar schedule. So they typically, most of the senators and the representatives go home on Thursday night. That's what I did. I went home last night, and we all go back on Sunday.
Now, talk about what the first couple of weeks have been like for you, especially having more responsibility this year.
Yeah, so as you know, I was elected to the whip position for the Republican caucus, so I have a lot of leadership meetings that I've been handling, and we just did last weekend, we did our leadership retreat, which was interesting, and talked about a strategy for the session for the Republican side of the fence. And then now I'm the vice chair on Commerce and Consumer Protection, and I literally have meetings pretty much all day long, every day, with different consumer interest groups and different folks that are affected by bills. So it's been really, really busy.
Now, when you talk about the role of the whip, explain a little more about that.
So the whip in a caucus, what our job is to kind of keep the caucus pointed in the right direction. I mean, we have a goal where we want to be at the end of the year or end of session. And my job is to make sure that we all, I don't want to say comply, but for the most part, keep everybody pulling in the same direction, voting the same way. And if you don't want to vote a certain way, then it's my job to take that back to the leader and help her understand why that isn't the case.
Now, you and one of the other representatives put out a release a day or so ago about one of the governor's early moves. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the governor did an executive order making all state projects that are highway-related projects, in other words, ODOT jobs for the most part, they had to be project labor agreements to do that. And the problem with project labor agreements is that what happens in districts like ours, where we're so far away from union labor availability, you end up driving the cost up. And some of what you have to do when something's under a project labor agreement is you have to meet DEI regulations. And DEI regulations in a district that doesn't have a lot of DEI folks to apply for those positions is almost impossible. So what it does is the folks in the far southern Oregon and southeastern Oregon, even northeastern Oregon, they end up going back to Multnomah County to get to pull the union folks out of there, and they take jobs away from our local folks.
And where do you see that one going?
Well, I don't really quite understand why she did it. I don't think it's good for the majority of the state, but then again, a lot of what she does, I question. I think that she's going to use it as a bargaining chip for taxes that are coming up here in the not-so-distant future. We'll see. There's a lot of tax bills on the docket.
What about legislation you're working on?
So my legislation, all of my bills have been assigned to committees, and we have some stuff that's coming up. I have a bill, House Bill 2106, that eliminates the ability for adversarial countries and countries on the terrorist watch list being able to buy farmland in Oregon and mineral rights in Oregon. And several other states have already adopted this, and hopefully we'll get a hearing for the bill, and hopefully we can push it through the House and on into the Senate. There's actually a couple of bills out there that are similar. Mine seems to be inclusive enough with mineral rights that folks are kind of signing on to that. I also have a bill, House Bill 2305, which is essentially a squatter's bill, and I signed on to that with Bobby Levy from Eastern Oregon, the representative from Eastern Oregon, and that gives property owners the rights to get their property back when they've been gone from their vacation home in Eastern Oregon for a few months and somebody decides to move in. You almost can't kick them out. This would allow the sheriff to remove people that are actually squatting.
And do you see, where do you see that one going?
Well, hopefully we can get hearings on both of them. I think they're both good bills, and I think, it's a 50-50 shot. The Democrats control whether or not you get the hearing, so we'll find out. It's too early to speculate.
And how do you feel like the relationship piece is going this first part of the session between both parties?
So right now it's going well. I can tell you yesterday we had our, I'm in the House Committee for Climate, Energy, and Environment, and the diesel ban bill was heard, the bill that actually rescinds the diesel ban for a short period of time. And I can tell you every relationship was strained in that. So not only were there more people there to testify than could testify because we didn't have enough time, but we heard a lot of, just a lot of environmental groups that are really pushing hard to eliminate our log trucks and over the road trucks in the state. So that really set the tone for which Democrats are going to toe the line and which ones are going to cross over.
Now, what would be the effective date of that if it does go through?
So it's effective now. The policy was to start January 1st. And of course, it's impossible because we don't have the electric truck fleet to replace those. There's only one charging station in the entire state of Oregon that can actually charge the big trucks. But these folks are pushing really hard. A lot of big companies, Daimler Chrysler was there, also Pappy Cat was there, and they testified it's impossible to meet the goals and they need more time. Yet the environmental folks are saying, well, we don't care. You ran out of time. So it's going to be interesting.
Do you feel like there's any deeper agenda to that?
I think the agenda is purely green. And I think with our new president in office, I think he's kind of taken the guts out of the green movement, thankfully, which will help our rural communities survive. Because had we continued in this direction, and we are still slowly going that way, I think our rural communities are going to suffer much more than the urban communities.
Well, I know I've heard some scenarios before when you talk about giant electric trucks and how often they would have to get charged, also how that impacts how much weight they can carry, that kind of thing seems to really slow down the process. It's a whole different ball game than just having, you know, an electric SUV or sedan.
Yeah, and also Tesla was there, and Rivian also was there to testify as well. I should have mentioned that. And of course, they're for this ban, the diesel ban. But the problem is, you can use a delivery truck for Amazon. You can deliver around Portland, and you can run it on electricity, and it's fine. At the end of the day, you go back and you plug it in. But we had one of our representatives who drives a self-loader log truck, and he testified. It was really awesome testimony, best one I heard all day. You know, and he explained how many miles a day you have to go to get logs, and you don't know how heavy the load's going to be, and then you got to come back. And then he said, by the way, we do that three times a day. Well, under these new regulations, if you could afford an electric log truck, you're going to do it once a day. So the productivity is just horrible. It's just a really bad idea.
Anything else jumping up to the top of the agenda for you right now?
Yeah, in consumer protection, we heard some bills yesterday were interesting. Predatory lending bill, trying to limit the amount of percentage interest rate that can be charged by the payday loan type folks. Also, a dog racing ban. It's against the law to race dogs in Oregon, but it's not against the law to bet on dog racing in Oregon. So that's probably going to get undone. And beyond that, there's just so much going on. I mean, we could probably talk for 3 hours, and I probably still couldn't catch it all.
Well, a lot going on. We'll talk again soon. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.